Today's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Micah, chapter 5, verses 2 through 5a. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty and the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
I invite you to stand for the reading of the gospel. It is Luke, the first chapter, verses 39 through 55. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean country in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what the Lord has spoken to her." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of his heart. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, David had been dead for almost 300 years. While the majority of Israelites believed that someday, somehow, their beloved king would return, they knew that the dream he had had for them was disintegrating around them. The northern kingdom had already fallen. And while the southern kingdom was attempting to play nice, everyone knew that it was only a matter of time before the Assyrians would tire of the game and would invade them and destroy the nation. As a matter of fact, they had already raised the stakes so high that Judah was at the breaking point. And who was suffering because of all the demands being placed on the nation? Who were being forced to survive in overcrowded situations without adequate homes and a lack of natural resources like food and water? Who were being forced to pay higher taxes and reaping fewer benefits? It's the poor, marginalized, and the displaced, of course. And so is it any wonder that the prophet Micah was unhappy? He had been telling the religious and political leaders for over 20 years that their tactics would not work. That in place of putting all of their trust and their faith in the Assyrians of all people, perhaps they should try putting their trust and their faith in God. But did anyone listen? No. They refused to believe what he was saying. And now they had reached the place of no return. The siege had begun. It was only a matter of time before the temple would be destroyed. And already, the people were being marched into exile. Day after day, Micah heard the people's cries. He saw the terror. He knew what was ahead of them. And so finally he rose up one more time to speak to the people. And what did he say? Did he say, "I told you so"? You should have listened. Did he say, "Well, what did you expect"? No. Micah stood before the people, and as everything he prophesied and predicted was coming true, he looked at them and he said, "Don't give up hope." It's going to get bad. You're going to find yourself in the wilderness. And you have to admit that you're the one that put yourself there. But while you're in the wilderness, remember, God's promises that were given to Abraham are still true. And if only you turn to God, if only you put your faith in God, then the day will come when you will find your way out of the wilderness and back into the land that has been promised to you. Micah continued to tell the people that if only they would remain faithful to the covenant, that God would somehow or the other come and the promises would come true. "But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrah, from you shall come forth one who is to rule Israel, and he shall feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, and they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one who brings them peace." Can you imagine hearing those words when you've lost all hope, when life as you knew it was ending, when everywhere you look there is nothing but destruction and violence? Can you imagine hearing about a world filled with peace, ruled by love, and held by God? You know, like our ancient brothers and sisters, we long for the world that Micah promised. A world where all God's people are safe and secure, where children can go to school and not fear, where we can go to shopping malls and movies and come to church and go for walks and not look at those who walk up to us with suspicion and doubt. And yet, despite our yearning, we still live in a world that is scarred by violence and wars and destruction. And we wonder why it is that despite our best efforts, despite all the laws that we have passed and everything we've tried, this spiral of violence just keeps taking us down further and further. How can it be? Where is God? But friends, could it be that like the Israelites, we're looking for our security in all the wrong places? As their world began to crumble about them, Micah reminded them that the wilderness they were facing was of their own making. He reminded them that they were going to have to face the consequences of their behavior. And he told them that even in the most desperate of times, if they would turn back to God, they would find their peace. If only they place their faith in Him, there would be security and hope. Several hundred years later, a young girl by the name of Mary found herself standing in the wilderness. The life she always dreamed of was gone forever. She was engaged but not married, pregnant but not by her fiancé. And while we know the child she was carrying was the Messiah, the Son of God, she knew that, well, the people around her were not going to believe her story. So what did Mary do? How did she respond to this seemingly impossible situation that threatened both her life and her security? She stood in the wilderness, and she trusted that despite everything that apparently was going wrong, God's promises could be trusted. They would come true. And while nothing was working out as she intended it, Mary continued to believe that if only she listened to God, if only she would be faithful to what He was telling her, that things would work out as God intended. That is why when many would crumble under the pressure or cave into the despair, she was able to raise her head, stand strong, and sing, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked upon the lowliness of His servant. The Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is for those who fear from generation to generation." Can you imagine? Can you imagine being Mary? Knowing that perhaps you weren't going to be stoned to death because, after all, the Messiah had to be born. But you were probably going to be shunned. And your child would be shunned along with you. And for many, that was a fate worse than death. When Mary sung the song, she had yet to find out what Joseph was going to do. Was he going to abandon her like other people would? And yet, in the face of all the unknowns, Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." She knew who to trust. And yes, God knew who to trust too. Together, they made an unbeatable team. Because of her bravery? Because of her faith. The world was blessed with the Messiah, the one who can and will save us from our sins. God has promised. Our Savior is coming. May our souls magnify the Lord, and may our lives be dedicated to following Him until we find our peace. To God be the glory. And all God's children say,
Amen.
Michelle, my oldest daughter, was about 4 years old when I noticed that something odd was going on with her breathing. I took her to the doctor, and he ran all kinds of tests, and nothing was ever really conclusive. But she was stopping her breathing when she went to sleep. It was during the time when monitors weren't available on the market, and the only way to get one was for KU to give us one. But KU said that they were for children who were diagnosed or at risk, not diagnosed, but at risk with crib disease. And at 4 years old, you know how it goes. We didn't qualify. So the only thing that was left for us to do was for me to stay up. I had sat by her bed, and I trained myself that the moment I heard her take this deep breath and not exhale, to wake up. And I would count to 10, and if she didn't breathe, I would shake her so she'd begin to breathe. One night it was particularly bad, and it seemed as though I had spent hours shaking her. And finally, on towards morning, I heard this little voice. She said, "Mama?" I said, "Yes." She said, "You're still here?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Thank you for not leaving me. Sometimes it's just so dark. Sometimes it's dark. But Mary's boy child has promised to never leave us. All we have to do is call out in the dark, and He is there, ready to hold us, ready to love us, ready to bring us back to life. So go. And may the light of Christ be with you this year. May you find the joy, the strength, the hope, the love, and the peace that comes in following Him and Him alone. Go in peace to love and to serve.